Now, for all fans of trains and the famous Agatha Christie crime novel, it's been a pretty exciting day. That's because the famous Orient Express has passed through Bath today on the first of several visits this year. Apparently, it is now called the Belmont British Pullman, and it came in on diesel. The train with carriages designed from the 1920s and 30s went through Bath Spire at 1 o'clock this afternoon before heading to Oldfield Park and Keynsham. Bruce Williamson is a train enthusiast. And Bruce, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks, Claire. Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right. I know that you weren't on the train.
No.
But trains in general is what you're a fan of. Are you a fan of this particular one?
Well, yeah, I mean, people love trains, don't they? I mean, I normally campaign for newer, faster trains, but people love a bit of history, don't they? Yeah, I mean, the problem is, Claire, that I've got two bits of bad news for you about the Orient Express. The first bit is that you've just missed it. It left Bath on its way back to London Victoria at 4:04, and according to, you can look it all up on the interweb, you know, you've got these, like, new, real-time trains websites, and it's currently just between Trowbridge and Lusbury, I think. It's just running into Trowbridge about now. The other bit of bad news is you couldn't afford a ticket.
No.
So the return to London Victoria is £435, which is slightly more expensive than a normal ticket. But of course, we love it. So this train, as you rightly said, is technically not the Orient Express. It's the Belmont British Pullman, but it's operated by the same company that runs the current-day Orient Express. And it's like the historical carriages. You get wined and dined. You go relatively sedately through the countryside. And, you know, it's a lovely little experience, really. And on some occasions, you even get a genuine steam engine to pull you along as well.
Yeah, apparently not in this case. It was travelling on diesel. But, I mean, the legend lives on in a way, isn't it? Doesn't it? Because of, you know, the things like the Agatha Christie novel. And we love all the nostalgia, don't we?
Oh, undoubtedly as well. Yeah, we like to sort of, you know, imagine going back to a bygone age where we'd travel to Istanbul overnight and get murdered along the way. I mean, that's, you know, that's how the Victorians like to have a good time, didn't they? But yeah, I mean, it's true that if you think about the popularity of restored steam lines in general, you know, we've got the West Somerset Railway, the Avon Valley, the Severn Valley, the East Somerset Railway, we've got the Gloucestershire and Warwickshire, all within an hour of us here. You know, there's loads of them out there. And they continue to be popular because people love that sort of the glimpse of nostalgia, I suppose.
And the journey, not necessarily between Bath and Trowbridge, but the journey all the way to Istanbul. Have you ever done that?
No. I did go to Turkey once, but this all came about in, you know, the era before, you know, planes. So if you wanted to go to Istanbul or maybe Athens or something, your only choice really was to take a boat all the way down the Mediterranean round Spain, which is a very, very long way round, or take a train from Paris in a southeasterly direction. And the original Orient Express went to a loads of different destinations. You know, there was never just one train and one route. Before budget airlines, train was the way to go.
Mm. And have they always been operating, or were they saved from kind of disappearing for good, do we know?
Yeah, I mean, the modern incarnation came about when some enterprising American just decided to buy up these old carriages and relaunch it as a kind of luxury vehicle. So as a sort of realistic prospect of you know, going to Istanbul or Budapest or whatever, you know, the service gradually kind of got run down because, you know, trains got faster and aeroplanes started flying and so on. So the what you might call the serious practical Orient Express died a natural death.
Yeah.
But the sort of luxury tourist experience Orient Express is still going strong because people are prepared to pay stupid amounts of money for the sort of luxury train experience.
But I guess even so, at the time when it was sort of operating as a regular service, it still would have been very wealthy people who were able to travel like that.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was always a sort of upper class luxury travel. Yeah, you got wined and dined because, I mean, you know, it's not cheap to run a train all that distance and feed them and put sleeper cars in and cross barriers, across international barriers and so on. Yeah, it started out as a luxury thing. But I think in those days, nonetheless, people actually wanted to get from A to B, whereas now they're just doing it for the fun of it.
Yeah, I have been on a sleeper train once, and it is one of the most uncomfortable experiences I've had. And what I didn't expect was that, and it was certainly not the Orient Express. It was a very budget version of travel, but it was in Europe. But what was strange about it is I was sort of expecting it to be travelling all night, but it had got to its destination really early, and then it sort of sat outside the destination, and it was just sitting in the sidings there for hours.
Well, yeah,
while
you
I was
didn't
wild,
get woken
wide
up
awake.
At 4 o'clock, did you? So, right, we're here, get off now. But I had a journey on a sleeper train and went up to Scotland when I was a kid. It was a wonderful little adventure, actually. You know, it can be great fun.
I mean, are they still as popular, I wonder, the sort of sleeper? Because like you say, I mean, we've got airlines that will fly you somewhere for 40 quid.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, they were starting to die a bit of a death. And I think in this country, you've only got the London to sort of Cornwall, the Cornish Riviera, and London to Scotland still going. And they were almost on the verge of being completely wiped out in Europe. But they're having a bit of a resurgence now because, you know, air travel is considered a dirty thing, you know, because everyone cares about the environment and so on. And so sleeper cars, you know, are actually having a bit of a revival across Europe, which is great, you know.
Yeah, nice.
As long as they're more comfortable than your experience.
Yes, and there's no murders.
No, indeed. That's
ideally.
Bonus. Yeah.
Bruce, good stuff. Thank you so much. Bruce Williamson there, who is a train enthusiast, talking about, well, it's the Orient Express train, but it's really the Belmond British Pullman, because that is who runs the train now. And it's a luxury experience. Have you done this, by the way, going, well, today, between Bath and then Trowbridge, and it goes back to London, Victoria, and it costs a lot of money. So have you done the Orient Express or any kind of sleeper experience? Because there is a sort of glamour about it. There is a sort of excitement about it. It's not quite like just rocking up at Lulsgate and taking your flight, as Bruce was saying there, from, you know, Bristol Airport to somewhere in Turkey. This is a whole different kind of thing. Have you ever done that experience? And what was it like? Tell me what it was like. 08000 855 949.